Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest. And it's not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else order CDs thousands at a time? What about the cat just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and air time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to
Hi, Missy.
Yes.
Hi. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time, and this is the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. And we are back here on Master Griot Radio. You were just listening to Laurels by Talal Macy from his CD, Underground Heavy. And we've been off the air for a moment with the Media Mix Live, but we're back. And as I told you, I wanted to start doing a media series about your media planning. It is more than time for you to, you should have started implementing your plans for the holiday season. And so we're going to talk about using various medias in order to get your message out. And one really good medium to use for, especially for small businesses and larger businesses, is internet radio. Internet radio is becoming extremely popular, is being heavily used, and they have large audiences. And what's so great about internet radio, people can be on the internet doing what they're doing while listening to the radio. But also it's interactive. You can open up windows while you're there. So if you have a commercial with your website while someone's listening, they can still listen to the show. Go to the website and become much more intimate and interactive with the experience. The radio stations have websites so people can come back and continue to interact. So we're going to talk about this medium of internet radio and implementing internet radio in your media planning for your holiday season promotions. And our special guest for today is Missy, Marketing Director. This is Missy B, Marketing Director of Radio. So, hi, Missy.
Hello. How are you, Ms. Adams?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And I do apologize for not emailing you. This has been one hectic week.
It's okay. I thought maybe I missed it. It could have been me. It could have been you. It could have been we, as long as we get it together at some point and get down to business. And that's all that matters, right?
Yes, yes, yes. This has been an extremely busy week. It's a good thing, though. But you know how you just put a lot of things out there, nothing comes back? Well, it all came back this week.
Amen for that.
As marketing director, well, first, this is our order of interviews here on Master Griot Radio. Everybody always wants to know people connect to people. So the first question, who is Missy B?
Oh, Missy B? She's a go-getter, first and foremost. hustler, and not necessarily, you know, in all the negative urban ways that people might think of those terms or those words. Sorry, I'm out of breath. Those terms or those words, but just this a natural people person. I enjoy good company. I enjoy good energy. That's one of the things that drew me to hip-hop was its energy and positivity. At the time when I was young, and so I just got involved. I'm a volunteer. I'm passionate, and I just enjoy working with people, and music makes the world go round, so I didn't know what else to say. My calling kind of came to me.
Okay, that's a mistake. So what makes you think that, what's that in you which made you choose marketing as a career?
Well, it was something, I mean, I honestly really sincerely came into the urban industry volunteering. You know, just really finding good artists and telling people about them just on, you know, just on GP. And I still do it to this day. I did it yesterday.
Okay.
And the artists that I promoted, they don't pay me.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe in promoting good music, which is why I was a listener of Swerve Radio first and foremost before I even worked for the station. I was a listener. And it was because they were playing good music.
Okay.
And it wasn't just the music that was getting played to be paid. I mean, paid to get played. And it wasn't just the new recent music. It was just music that was good music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it was 5 years old, 10 years old, 2 years old, or 6 months old, it was getting played on Swerve.
Okay.
So that to me is first and foremost the best thing for me as far as, you know, I just, like I said, it came to me. I didn't necessarily wake up and say, oh, I want to do marketing. It was something that was natural to me.
Okay. So you really have a gift for people and attracting people and convincing people, correct?
Yeah, people used to say, Missy can sell broken glass in a paper bag. She makes it look good. I used to work at a clothing store. I used to manage a clothing store, and I was a buyer for a couple years in Portland, Oregon. And my boss, his name was Mac McCool, and he would, you know, he was an educated, you know, black man, and he, you know, went to the university and everything, and was intelligent. But he had that really good hustler street mentality where he would make a quarter out of a nickel and a dollar out of 50 cents, and he really instilled that in me. But yet he taught me the side of business, you know, and I realized that it was just easy for me. So it was something that just kind of came and it worked, and with fashion and with music, there's always people involved, whether it's the artist, the A&R, the managers, you know, the promoters, you know, and the clubs or DJ, there was always something involved with fashion. You know, you got to deal with the buyers, the models, you know, the sales reps, the companies and everything else. So for me, and the customers. So for me, both of those worlds were easy for me. And I found out that as time went on, and when you're in a smaller city and you're introducing brand new clothing lines to young people around you, you know, that brings a sort of respect. They say, oh, well, Missy got all the latest gear, you know, at her shop, so we're going to go shop with Missy. So that was kind of the start for me. You know, I did that back in 98, you know, and started coming to New York in 98 as well, buying goods and going back to the West Coast and selling them. And so it was just kind of, it was just in me.
Okay, that's great. So that is really good, the connection with fashion and entertainers and the industry and all, and you brought that to radio. So what we're going to do in the name of hip-hop, we're going to listen to some music and come back, and I want you to tell us about Swerve Radio, you know, what is Swerve Radio, its history, how it came about, you know, the audience,
sure,
all that good stuff, so we can get to know Swerve as well. And this is one of the featured artists from the Black Business Space Value Tour. It's Matata Ray, and this is his baby boy.
Oh, all my life. I wanna be a man, not a thug on the block, running petty scams, touching all these women with a pair of dirty hands, walking around like I'm tough. I wasn't tough enough. It's amazing how a baby innocent could call you bluff. Or lady, cause she's feminine, possessed the gift of love. Every thug could be a scrub, cause he need a push and shove just to be a real man. He don't wanna lead a fam, rather be a pig in a pen, eating eggs and ham instead of bringing home the bacon, acting like he gave a damn. Used to see me on the block getting jocked for a grand by a crooked ass cop who liked the body slam. Treat me like an animal and chase me when I ran. But now I don't run and I don't care about your gun. You can take my life today, I'll be a man when you're done.
Place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. To lock it down.
Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock them down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock them down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down.
That was The Locks Down, and you can find The Locks Down online at www.locksdown.com. L-O-C-K-S, down, D-O-W-N.com. And we're back here on the Media Mix Live Purity Marketing Madness. And our special guest for the day is Missy B, Marketing Director of Swerve Radio. And we're talking about media planning and using internet radio in your media planning for your holiday season promotions. So, Missy, first, can you let us know, since we're on internet radio, we might as well take advantage of the technology. So how can we get to Swerve Radio?
Swerve Radio is swurvradio.com, just like it's spelled.
Okay. So everybody can open up a window. Just go to www.swurvradio.com. So
yes,
tell us about Swerve Radio, Missy.
Swerve Radio, our pretty much our goal or our mission was to change the way that people listened to FM radio as well as online radio. We don't really take any shortcuts when it comes to, like, our music, our DJs, even our employees, and the overlook to our station, you know, to the public. We really try to, you know, partner up strategically with music and digital and media industries, you know, just to kind of revolutionize how consumers are listening to music and or finding, even just finding new music. I think a lot of times, too, it's sad because FM, we, you know, they got a rotation of 20 to 40 songs that gets overplayed and overplayed and overplayed, and we don't get to hear the good artists that might be coming out but don't have the, you know, the gorillas behind them to, you know, push their way through and or the money to market their project. So it's sad to me that there's so many talented artists, independent artists, and or even just small labels who don't get the chance, you know. And there's even mainstream artists who don't get have marketing budgets, who don't even, like, their album is great, but nobody knows about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Swerve Radio, I feel, is an outlet for that, you know. We have about every DJ squad. You know, we have over 25 DJs on our station right now from every squad all over the United States, overseas, Canada. And, you know, I think that Swerve Radio just brings something, you know, to the industry that wasn't there before. I think that we're really filling a gap. And of course, you know, with the whole .com, you know, episode, you know, how it came with a big old splash. And then next thing you know, it rippled out and flatlined. And I feel like now people are so dependent upon the internet that it's insane that, you know, a lot of times people don't even have time to flip on the radio. Like for the people, you know, like let's say you live in New York, you know, like myself, I don't get in the car and listen to the radio. I don't have a radio at my house, you know, and I'm in front of a computer and I have so much access. So a lot of times, you know, people, I personally started listening to Swerve Radio because I didn't care for too many commercials. You know, I didn't want to hear 5 commercials every 3 songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So not saying that Swerve Radio don't play commercials, we do, but we don't inundate people, and so that to me is one of the powerful things that we have. And we're in March, we're going on 4 years. We've been around, so this isn't something that we just started today. You know, there's a lot of radio stations that just started, you know, this last month or the, even in 2008. We've been doing this. So, you know, the people that we have around us, we've surrounded ourselves with intelligent leaders and DJs who, you know, they're not the Funkmaster Flexes, but, you know, they are in their town or they hold it down. They've been holding it down for 15 years, you know, in their city, and you know, they're great DJs.
Mm, great. So what is primarily, Swerve Radio is primarily hip-hop music?
It is. It's hip-hop and R&B, and we play splashes of reggae every now and then. We do have a reggae DJ that's going to be coming on and have a set on Swerve Radio, you know, because it's so intertwined today, hip-hop and reggae. And just to, you know, create a dimension, you know, kind of a third dimension. And then we play old school and new school music, which, you know, something, like I said, from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even 20 years ago. And then we also play major artists and independent artists.
Okay. So now what does that translate into for a business? You know, what does that translate into a business as to a business that wants to advertise during the holiday season now. So now everybody's advertising what they have, their specials for the holiday season, working to get in the audience mind so they'll shop with them. You know, how does Swerve Radio support businesses in this manner?
Well, the first thing I could say is that they have the smallest business, even mattress companies have a .com. Everybody who is anybody and or who is really trying to expose their business has a .com. I don't care if it's a one splash page .com. Everybody in this world, you know, feels that in order to be an official business, you have to have a .com. There's many, many things that today, you know, we can buy online that we wouldn't buy before. I mean, there's people who don't even leave their home. They can go to the Home Shopping Network and any other line, in any other store, you know, Macy's.com or anywhere else, and buy what they need, or buy something used on Craigslist and have it shipped. And, you know, I mean, there's just, it's insane, you know, where our world is at right now, you know. And with our, you know, we listen to more and watch more videos and music, you know, online more than we did before. You know, I mean, internet radio alone has increased by 50% from last year, and the at work streaming has increased 43% over the last 5 years. So it's definitely, you know, the next movement when it comes to even purchasing music online. Like Jay-Z said, he's not going to even do any more albums. He's just going to sell singles. So you just go download Jay-Z's latest single for 99 cents, you know, online, and he's just going to sell singles for the rest of his life. And please believe, he can remain rich by doing that. Obviously, he's a great example because he's already cornered the market, you know, and is a well-known name. But for the average business who wants to market online and reach our target market, which is, you know, about 18 to 34 years of age, you know, if they're trying to reach that market, we're the place. Because, like you said in the beginning, when you were introducing and speaking about online radio on a whole, you know, somebody who's at work or even just at home listening to the radio and they hear a commercial, they can go straight to their, you know, either write it down and go to it when they have time, or they're going to go to it at that exact moment in time. You can't have a more instant marketing reaction than to advertise something online. And somebody goes straight to the site, whereas, you know, the average local radio station listener, you know, listens for 45 minutes, and most of the time they're in traffic or they're, you know, in motion at a store, or they're cleaning their house or whatever the case might be. And not saying that that won't happen there, but at like Upper Swerve Radio, our average listener is there for 4 hours. They listen to what we're doing. So, and that's one of the reasons why we went radio edited material from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. because so many people were listening to us at work, but they're like, oh, when my boss comes around, or we can't turn you up because there's, you know, vulgar music, you know, because we were playing uncut raw music. So when we went edited, our streaming listenership went up tremendously. And so for the business that wants to advertise and or has anything for sale online, whether you sell hair products or you're an independent company and you make your own products, I don't care if it's dolls to custom sneakers to your own clothing line or whatever the case might be, or if you sell in the insurance or whatever it might be, you know, that's something that Swerve Radio is a great tool for, or any online radio station is a tool for, because it's instant access. People can go straight to your site. Let's say you have a sale right now, a promotional item, or let's say you have a traveling company, and you want to, you know, you're selling tickets to Bermuda for you know, a third off or whatever the case might be. And for that online traveler who's booking their flights right then and there, and they hear that commercial, it's instant access. They go straight to your site, they book it, and you, it just can't be more instant.
Okay. So, so basically, we understand that the major target audience is 18 to 34. The average listener is there on Swerve for 4 hours. So there's a couple questions. First, what is the repetition of the advertising? You know, how is the advertising sold? Do you get more than one spot per day or per show? You know, what are the package increments?
Yeah, we have three different packages that we offer. One of them is geared towards independent record labels and artists. The second package that we have is for companies who aren't pushing an artist or music per se. They just have a company, and it's they will get like ad banners and commercials, and then you know other things like email blasts from us and things to that degree with their company logo on there. And then our third package is we broadcast live from Poetry Nightclub in Las Vegas, which is in Caesar's Palace. The club is in Caesar's Palace, not Las Vegas is in Caesar's Palace. That came out wrong. But, you know, and we broadcast live from there. So that's an opportunity for a company, whether it be a liquor company, a clothing line, a magazine, even a hair, even a hair product or anything else to that degree can come and say, oh, well, we want to, you know, we want to broadcast live from Poetry and, you know, kind of co-host the event with you or host the event with you, and you have all your product banners everywhere. You can hand out your stuff, whether it be T-shirts from your clothing line or whatever the case might be, and you reach our listeners all across the world, but then you corner that Vegas market because we're based out of Las Vegas. I didn't mention that. We're based out of Las Vegas, so you can't go to Las Vegas and ask about Swerve Radio. Ask a local about Swerve Radio, and they don't know. We've been there for 4 years, so, you know, we have that market. So that's the three packages that we offer. For somebody who has a label or has a record label and or I don't care if you're an actress, or whatever the case might be, and maybe you're just a musician, you want to market yourself, these packages are price-pointed for independents who we know don't have a lot of money. You know, we started out a mom-and-pop shop, you know, type of business, so we know what it is to grow, have growing pains, and you know, have money shortages, and, you know, and or just try to function on a budget. So we price-pointed these. Our silver package starts as low as $250. And then our platinum is $750. So, and then the diamond is $1,000. But the thing about that is that where else could you go in America and advertise nationally, actually globally, but I say nationally because I don't want to blow people's minds, but where else could you go and promote yourself for $250 on a national level? So I feel that in that aspect, Swerve Radio has a unique opportunity for people, you know, to capitalize on. And please believe, at some point it will go up, because at some point people are going to rely so much on internet radio that it's going to, you know, hopefully it won't, you know, pollute itself like regular radio has. You know, hopefully we stay pure to the idea. But as we are right now, $250 is an amazing price.
It is. It's excellent. And always the advantages of internet when you add the internet to it. Once something's put out on the internet, written or link, it's there. It stays,
right.
Doesn't go, and people can come back. So
yeah.
That's the advantage of just regular radio. When you hear an ad, you, we did this, I work with the House of Umoja, I'm their marketing director there, and we just had a collard greens festival and, you know, celebration of the 40th anniversary and this Think Green Peace campaign that we've kicked off. And one, who would know black folks would be sowing the collard greens? It was like one of the most popular things. And I don't know if you ever heard of Patty Jackson 411, but, you know, Patty Jackson is out of the Philadelphia market. And it's the old school, but they did the commercial, the PSA, and
mm-hmm.
people don't catch all of the commercial at first. So
mm-hmm.
people were eventually just calling. They got enough just to get the phone number to call and say, look, I tried to get it and I couldn't get it. Can you please tell me what this is about? But once Patty stopped saying those ads, that was it. And so whoever didn't catch it while they were driving by at that moment, if
yeah.
didn't get the information, it just was lost. So that is definitely an advantage of internet radio because, one, most of the time, a lot of times when people are on internet radio, they are in a position where they can record information quicker.
Right, or go straight to the site or write it down or, you know, even if they just copy and paste, you know, the book or they bookmark the site to go back to it later. I mean, there's just so many different angles and advantages of internet radio. I mean, how many times have you been driving in the car and they talking about an event or concert that's happening, you know, this Saturday at such and such, tickets are cost this much and blah, blah, blah. And then you're like 30 minutes later, you're like, wait, when was that? Where was that? Who was performing? Oh, I know it was such and such, but how much? Ah, I forgot where it was. So you end up going back to the internet anyway.
Yeah.
Or having to call into the radio station. So you end up having to go back and Google your city, that artist, concert, and if they have it properly labeled, you can find it.
Yeah.
Or if you remember where the tickets are sold. So how many times has something like that happened, you know? So, you know, and so I don't know. I just was awestruck with online radio when I first started listening, and I've been hooked ever since. It's something that works for me and my lifestyle. You know, it's maybe not for everybody, but it's a great avenue and opportunity, especially for new up-and-coming artists to get on and talented people. Ron Patterson, who's a great live musician and a great artist, has had multiple opportunities at record deals, but he chooses to remain independent and by choice because he wants creative control over his album, and he wants to do it his way. And he's a great, like I said, great and successful in his own right artist, and he's advertised with us. You know, and his song Live from L.A. has played on Swerve Radio tons of times. There's another artist, Grams, who's from New York City, and he don't have, you know, a lot of money. He came from a broken home, and but he got insane music that is, you know, Justin Timberlake-ish quality, you know, of music that is. He's got a song called Energy that's in rotation on Swerve Radio. So, you know, we play stuff not only as an artist, but as a listener. You get to hear new music that is not being played or being pushed by major radio. So I feel like it's a great advantage for everybody. So beyond the listener and or the person trying to target that market, it's great just for listening. You know, even if you had a business and you put Swerve Radio on instead of paying for satellite or XM radio, or paying for cable and watching the same videos over and over, why not hook your business speakers to the internet and be able to play online radio 24 hours a day for free? Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different advantages, you know, to it for me that I see, you know.
Okay. Now, as far as the spots, I mean, how are the spots? How are they broken down with Swerve Radio? I mean, 15, 30 seconds, how many times are they played? Like a $250 package, how many spots does that include? Or the package for the businesses? For small businesses, how many, the business package, how many, you know, spots does a package include?
Well, if you have a label, the $250 package, it gives you 5 commercials. It gives you 2 months of support on Swerve Radio, and your single is serviced to all of our DJs. And or will be, you know, added to their mix shows. You also get a weekly tracking report by Media Guide for our station playlist to let them know how many times their song had played. And then also I mentioned on our monthly newsletter, which goes out to 60,000 people and is growing every single month. As you know, we add new listeners every day. Now our business package, our smallest package, which is a silver package as well, which is $350. They're in our email blast as well. They get 15 commercials and a personalized Swerve Radio page. And we're working on some other things for this package. We've mentioned doing flyers and combined T-shirts with certain companies. The thing about our company is that we're able to customize the package for a particular business. So maybe a fashion business might do something with us that an online investing company might not. So there's ways for us to say, you know, we're not just cut and dry. Oh, you're the diamond package, and then maybe you have an idea. Like you said, oh, well, you know what? I really wanted to do it like a – I have an artist, and I want to do the diamond package with you guys, but I was thinking of maybe doing some T-shirts, and I would like to see, if, you know, can I add some Swerve Radio stuff? Can we throw some T-shirts in this diamond package? I would have no problem with that. You know, whether we put their logo on the front and our logo on the back, or if we put official Swerve Radio artist and the artist picture on there, whatever it might be, we're the type of business where you can come to it if you have an idea and we can talk about it and customize the package particularly for that business.
Okay. Well, that's great. So I had another question regarding the audiences. You did say you do old school, because I know you said you're What have you found the buying patterns and habits to be of your 18 to 34 target audience?
Well, I can give you some statistics. As far as, you know, we got a brand new website on Swerve Radio because there was a moment in time when we didn't have one. We had a huge problem with finding a web designer who wasn't trying to, you know, rape us in the process. That was something that was very difficult for us because we wanted to have a quality site, but everybody was trying to get over. We had probably four different web designers start a site with us but not finish. So they either got halfway through it and demanded more money or whatever the case may be. So we didn't have a site for a long time. So now that we have a site and we're building that up as we speak, we got a demo room. Artists can create a page on Swerve Radio and make their single or song available for download for a fee, you know, things to that degree. But one of the statistics that I have right here is that the urban markets, particularly African-American buying power in 2008, was $921 billion. And they have 69% of the Internet usage over all other groups. So as far as that's concerned, is that just shows the power of the dollar for our urban community and or the power that we have as far as the listeners are concerned at buying music. Where they're going to buy their music at is up to the listener. So not that it's necessarily all about music, but whether it's, you know, videos or downloading videos or clothing or even ringtones, you know, these are things, like I said, the average person can go online and not even have to go into a store anymore to buy that belt that they want or that purse that they want or those shoes. So I just feel like, you know, we have the plastic era. You know, we have 22-year-olds with credit cards with, you know, $1,000, $5,000 limits on them. They're going to spend it on something, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, two more. Now, your old school, when the old school is played, what's that audience range?
We have old school. DJ Scorpio spends their old school every single day at noon Pacific time, and he plays everything. I mean, he goes into that era. Like, he'll pick an era. He'll pick even a year sometimes, or he'll pick a certain artist and you know, play him out, whether it be, you know, Prince one day, and the next day he's playing, you know, 1998 all day, you know. So that feedback that we get from a lot of people, because, you know, hip-hop has grown up now. You know, we have hip-hop, our hip-hop listeners are doctors and CEOs and businessmen and businesswomen and you know, moms and dads, and, you know, so hip-hop has grown up so much that the older listener, like myself, who's 32, and or even somebody, you know, 45 years old, can say, you know, hey, they playing my song, versus playing Soulja Boy over and over and over, which, you know, a 40-year-old's not going to identify with that song. So I feel like, on the whole, our diversity and the fact that we are three-dimensional and we expose not only the older person to the song that they like, but the younger person to, this is what hip-hop is. This is where all these songs came from. We'll play an original, you know, a Chaka Khan song sometimes, you know. And I know DJ OG1, who spends at three nights a week with us, and he has, like, our booty call hour, but he goes all the way back to, like, old original vinyl records, you know, of Stevie Wonder and the Temptations and things to that degree. So we play everything. So not only are we playing stuff for the older folks, but we're also teaching the younger ones of, you know, this is what real hip-hop music is about. It's a, you know, some cats don't even know who Rakim is. Like, you know, you got 15-year-old kids thinking they know everything about hip-hop, but they don't even know who the Fat Boys or Rakim are. So, you know, these are things that we expose, you know, and play on our old school shows, you know, so we can let the younger generation know this is how you get down.
So would you say that audience for your old school is like 35 to 45?
I mean, yeah, I think that it depends on, you know, the exposure or the savviness of that listener in particular. You know, you got some, you know, 45 years old that won't touch a computer and don't know anything about it. And then you have 45-year-old that sit on a computer all day long. So I think it really just depends on that particular listener, but we do have them. I would say
that's the baby boomers, and the baby boomers are a significant market because they do have disposable income. You know, they have established careers. Their kids are grown. Mm-hmm. You know, they're focusing in on themselves. They're very much into supporting, you know, the community and back. You even have higher record sales because they're used to the records and buying, and you know, so they'll spend even quicker, you know, money for music as opposed to free downloads. But you know, when you're talking like 35 to 50, that's like you know, you're going into your baby boomers and what they call the Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a real target audience, and that's who your old school is generally, you know, those people are identifying with that in that age range. So they definitely have the income and all. So and so that's great. So I mean, there really is a diversity of audience. You know, the major, you know, the larger percentage of the audience is 18 to 34, but then
right.
old school, you do bring in that 35 to 50 audience, which is that, you know, that baby boomers, which many people are really realizing, including the music industry, to start targeting that audience because they do have disposable income and they're definitely willing to spend and support and they're loyal. So,
that's true, and a lot of it has to do too with they might not listen for 4 hours a day, but they love the idea, and or willing to say either give it a chance and or to pass it on, and or if they are going to listen, they're going to listen to us, and that's one of the things that I've also found in, when speaking to some of our listeners, because a lot of times I'll just call somebody I know, or I'll just give somebody a business card and say, you know what, please just take a moment, half a day or morning, evening, an hour, just listen to us and let me know what you think. They might not even like hip-hop. I'll even ask them, do you like hip-hop? I'll just give them my card and say, this is an online radio station, please check it out. And the feedback that I get is amazing. You know, a lot of people just say, wow, it was really easy, and it was, you know, where I didn't hear a lot of commercials, and it was a good variety of music, and you guys played some hot songs. You know, I get great feedback from all ages. So I do believe that even though they might not listen for 4 hours a day, they will come and they will support, and like you said, they are. They're loyal.
Yeah. And but a lot of times, like with the internet, it is easier to do that because what it allows, especially when people are doing a day at work, allows them to listen to the radio, hear what they want to hear without being intrusive on something
mm-hmm.
else. So they can still do their work, listen to the radio, but their music not intrude on someone else because they may can put a headphone on and all. And that's probably why sometimes probably one reason why you have such a longer stay with people. Because you're,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're at work, I know, you know, once I hit the computer, I'm there for hours. And if the music is sounding good, and I have been over friends' house, they have stations that they automatically put up. They may or may not be on the internet or sitting at the computer, but they use the internet to play the radio.
Yeah, exactly. I have surround, you know, I've spent $100 and I have surround speakers on my computer. And Swerve Radio is probably the only thing besides particular albums that I'll play that gets played in my home. And I could just, my whole house bumps because I just, you know, it's just like buying a stereo, but I don't want the stereo. You know, and this whole world is becoming so digital. You can go online, 99 cents, download a song, it's straight to your computer, and you play it. There's no need for the CD. I don't need to go out and buy the whole entire album. I just want this one particular song. And or I can download the whole entire album. You know, they're selling, they have credit cards now, like soundload.com, and where you can, the artist can have their music on a credit card. You take the credit card home, you enter the little code on the scratch code on the back, and it downloads the whole CD to your computer. So, I mean, I don't have to go out and buy a $5,000 stereo. Just give me a you know, $100, $200 surround sound speaker to my computer, and I'm straight.
Mm-hmm.
So, people don't understand. I don't have to sit at the computer. I turn my radio on. I turn my speakers up and I start cleaning my house, or I start working on my package, or me and my daughter are playing around in the house, or whatever the case might be. If you really gangster and you got the money to do it, you could put the surround sound to go out to the outside and swim outside and listen to the station, not have to be inundated with the same, you know, songs. You have a good variety. So, and like I said, and even playing it in the business. If you have a clothing store or any type of business to that degree where you want to play urban music in your shop or your personal business or whatever the case might be, or for your employees, maybe you don't have consumers come in your store every day, but your employees, maybe you're a marketing company and you want something in the office to play, you know, stuff like that. It's the functionalities and it's insane. The possibilities, as far as I'm concerned, the possibilities are endless when it comes down to the listener and or the person who wants to market and on Swerve and our DJs. Even our DJs, we don't throw music and stuff music down their throat. They can play whatever they want to play. It's their world. They have, you know, the creative you know, blank page to say, this is what I, you know, this is why I'm doing it. You know, and most radio stations, they force them to play certain songs. They might be lucky to play their own two or three. So, you know, when it comes down to the possibilities at Swerve Radio, I just feel like it's an open book for everybody.
Wonderful. So you do have specials, and I mean, and you do have packages and things that you work with retail outlets and storefronts and all, right?
Yes.
Everyone doesn't have to be an internet business, correct?
They don't. But, you know, I wouldn't lie to them either and say, oh, yeah, we're going to promise you customers. Because it's internet and it's global, for them, if they do not have a product for sale and or internet access, I can't guarantee, because somebody from Chicago is going to hear your commercial, but if you're in Los Angeles, what is it for that Chicago listener? So I would never tell a business who doesn't have an online presentation and or something for sale or a product that somebody can go online and buy, I would never promise them the world. I would be upfront with them and be realistic. It's just like a club owner. I was speaking with a club owner down in Atlanta, and he has a business and a record pull that he does all the time. He goes, well, you know, he knows that what advantage would he have marketing on Swerve Radio if it ain't going to bring people, you know, in from Atlanta. Now, when we get to the point where I can sit here and I can tell you, Jackie, we have 50,000 listeners in the Houston, you know, area, then I can say, okay, well, listen, I know I have 50,000 listeners. I can email those 50,000 listeners for you right now and play your commercial. But people in Japan are still going to hear that commercial. But if I can't tell you I have 50,000 or 200,000 listeners in the Houston, Texas area, you as a company don't have an online or something to sell online, what advantage is that for you? So I would never use car sales, any business. I would be upfront with them. If they want to continue to advertise, I'm not going to tell them no, but I can't guarantee you that you're going to make sales, you know, by the end of this week because you ran 30 commercials. So, you know, there are disadvantages, of course. There, you know, there's a place for all different types of marketing and different times. But if you don't have an online presence at all or a product to sell and or you're not trying to brand yourself, like let's say you have headphones or like you manufacture headphones that maybe you don't sell them online. They're only in certain stores. Like you only sell them to music stores. You don't sell them online at all. You only have them in all major music stores like J&R and what's the other music store? I can't think of one right now. But let's say you sell them there and you want to brand your name. Okay, such and such headphones, you know, Joe Schmo headphones is for sale all across the United States at these local stores. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to brand yourself, then that's a great, yes, it's a great way to brand and an inexpensive way to brand. Because like I said, where else can you go on a national level and spend such little money to expose yourself on that global level? But like I said, if you don't have, you know, mass distribution and or you're trying to brand yourself, it wouldn't work for the small business owner who does not have an online presence.
Okay. So now we've got all our specifics. So I think just one other question. What is your audience? The number? What is your audience size?
We have about 250,000 listeners a month, and that fluctuates from 180 all the way up to three. I think we capped out at 300 and something. Now let me break that number down to you, because
there's a lot of internet radio stations who say they have 2 million listeners, blah, 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 a month. Now, what they're doing is they're not counting their live streams. They're counting the clicks to their website.
Mm-hmm. So that number is not accurate. We count our live active streams on a regular basis. So people who are actively streaming during that moment, whether it's for 30 minutes, an hour, 4 hours, 10 hours, it doesn't matter, as long as it's an active stream. If they're not actively streaming, we don't count them as a listener. It's not right. So our numbers are a lot more accurate than the average radio station might claim to say, oh, yeah, we got 2 million listeners a month. So, but like I said, our numbers are growing every single day. It's amazing. When something is good and it's by word of mouth, you know, those listeners are loyal, are going to stay longer. And if our station is ever down, Jackie, I will tell you, Lord, please, our emails blow up. Why? What's wrong with the station? Why is it down? Is Swerve Radio closing down? Like, you know, because sometimes, you know, we had a server crash because we reached, you know, when we reached, we had 175 or 100,000 listeners at the exact same time, and our servers crashed. It wasn't big enough. So we had to go out and buy a new server. So we were down for a good 2 days. And people just freaked out. What am I going to do? I don't have Swerve Radio, blah, blah, blah. You know, so the listeners that we do have are very loyal to us, very loyal to us. We got people literally that listen to us every single day, every day.
So what stories do you have about your advertisers? Do you have repeat advertisers? What are your advertisers saying about their response? An example of an artist. Small business.
Yeah, we haven't had any small businesses. Most of our advertisers thus far have been independent record labels and or new artists that are coming out. And like I said, because our site is so brand new, before most of our way of marketing, somebody in the past prior to our new website was we would do online interviews with people. So we would do online interviews just like you're doing one with me. We would be doing one with you or the CEO or a designer of a clothing company, a record label, a producer, an actress, a model, a video vixen. And so that's kind of the marketing, the most consistent marketing we would do on Swerve Radio prior to our new website. But now that we have a new website, we're opening up the door for companies to do a lot more.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Oh, sure. Yes.
I didn't know because sometimes I get in the middle of my question. I'm in the middle of my answer. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this the exact question she's asking me? Am I answering it?
Well, what are some of the just testimonies from, even some of your artists or independent labels? Like, okay, we advertise.
Download.
Swerve and because of that.
When they advertise on Swerve Radio, they'll get either more downloads. They'll get more requests for their music. They get more hits on their website or their MySpace. They'll get new listeners. I have a girlfriend in Canada. Her name is DJ Suvi Play, and she's new to Swerve Radio, and she's been with us for a couple of months, and she tours all around the world, but she holds it down up there in Toronto. And I'll send her music sometimes, and or if we have a independent artist that pushes a single with us, and we push it out to them, that song is getting played in not only on Swerve Radio, but every single DJ that we have on our station also DJs in clubs, on mixtapes, on radio stations, and other outlets. So if an artist pays to get on Swerve Radio, buys a marketing package with us, then their song goes out to those 25 plus DJs all across the world, and that song is going to get exposed, not just, like I said, not just played on Swerve Radio or on their mix shows or in rotation, but it's also going to go on maybe some of our DJs' mixtapes. It's going to go in the club where they're spinning at on a weekly basis or at an event, or if they can sneak it into a radio station, then they will. Or they'll push it to the music director that's at that station. Oh, there's this new single. We played it on Swerve Radio. You guys should check it out. So, there's a lot of different, I guess you could say trickle down effect that we might have that you might not get that instant access. But over time, I've had an artist say, oh, I got a MySpace message from this guy in Germany who said he heard me on Swerve Radio, and he Googled me and found my MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
That would never happen on local radio. You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that is awesome to hear.
Okay. Well, Well, then it's like really great. So you've got some, you know, great opportunities now that you have the website. You're offering personal pages, 15 commercials for businesses, and it's like, you know, so I guess it's like really ideal for, you know, designers, hairlines.
Yeah, if you have an event, you have a music conference going on, you want the world to know, whatever it is, and you know, CD release parties in New York, or you doing a tour and you want everybody to know these are the tour dates and we're coming to your city, check us out. I mean, there's just, you know, different things. If you have you custom make cards. You know, I have a girlfriend, she makes cards. And she wants to start advertising on Swerve Radio. So whether it's a wedding invitation, she makes everything from wedding invitations to whatever. So, you know, the listener, like I said, the listener can get anything they want online. It's insane. So anybody who has a product, even if you're a small guy working out of your house, if there's something that you can offer the world and you have an internet presence, then you can be on Swerve Radio. It's just that simple. And why would you limit yourself to your local area when you have access to the entire world?
Okay. Well, that's really great. So we have learned about the opportunities of using internet radio in your media planning for your holiday season. So the bottom line is, it's the holiday season. You have something to sell, and you need to get the word out. So if you are at all looking to target the urban market, and when you talk hip-hop, it is, everyone knows, it's definitely not just black. Hip-hop hits crosses all ethnic barriers. So you're talking about, you can hit your 18 to 50 market here, people that are loyal listeners. I mean, when you're talking about the average person is staying there for 4 hours, that's a good look. So advertising with Story Radio really is going to present you an opportunity for the your target audience to get to know you. You know, that's all.
And we have an international market as well, Jackie. That's not something I exposed either. With, you know, we have listeners from all over. You know, spurted in the London, you know, England area. Then we had a lady out there that was doing some, you know, just promotions for us out there, and our listenership in England alone. So it's, you know, we are a global entity, even though we just claim national because we don't want to, you know, like I said, blow people's minds, but, you know, we have listeners in Mongolia, seriously. We have a registered a computer ID in Mongolia, Russia, all over France, Japan. So, you know, we are everywhere. So people, I think, sometimes forget that, oh, I could sell this, you know, custom-made doll for $17.99 to somebody, you know, in Paris. I don't think people like limit themselves, I think, sometimes.
Okay. You know what, Missy? We went offline.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, just because we went over time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem. It's no problem. They heard, I didn't realize, I don't know when we went off. At first, it's like, I don't remember muting us. Then I see that we just went over. But it's no big deal. I think we got all the information, all the facts, and it was a good interview. So I just like to break it down for people. You know, I focus on, the smaller business person, home-based entrepreneurs on whom my show is focused on, really trying to change their thought pattern, trying to bring us into a more business structure. And a lot of times we just don't take advantage because people think sponsoring events and buying, you know, radio time and things like that, they really think it's out of their range or too expensive or you got to have all of this money. And so I teach people how to really maximize opportunities with their marketing and to, you know, use our own businesses in order to get, you know, a better focus. So that's what it's about, and that's actually, I know I seem like to ask a lot of questions, but I just a lot of times like to break it down, because a lot of times people listen as if they know a lot of things in the jargons, and they really don't.
Yeah.
So, you know, the bottom line is just to work to get the sale. The only problem is what we didn't do was say how to reach you. But I will put all of that in Because I got to change the description, and I put that in the comments. So how should they reach you?
Missy underscore B. M-I-S-S-Y underscore B.
Yeah, at Swerve Radio.
Yep, at Swerve Radio. And you can get my phone number out as well.
Okay. 503 number?
Yes. I am so late for work. I should have scheduled it for in the morning. I don't know what I was thinking. And then, because normally I'm in transit right now going into the city, but it's so loud on the bus, there's no way I could have did an interview on the bus.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes when you get out, you don't realize it until, like when we heard Shinobi yesterday. He was good, but that background noise was killing me.
Yeah, that's annoying. So that's why I was like, you know what, I'm just going to have to call work and tell them I can work an extra hour late. But
okay, all righty. Well, I'm sorry, but this is such good information, Missy, because, I mean, it's a lot of stuff I didn't know myself. So my tour with our packages, I'm going to include, you know, advertising in some of those packages as well as packages that I do with far as, one, sponsorship packages, but also into the artist packages. I'm included into the artist packages. And out there in Vegas and all, I may look to, because we're looking to set up some things, so we might look at checking out the Poetry Nightclub in Vegas as we build this tour. So you gave me a lot of good information.
I'm trying to get it off. The package finalized today. That's why some of the questions I couldn't necessarily answer because we didn't finalize that other package. So I'm kind of working through that. Where did my book go? Lord have mercy, I'm losing my mind.
Well, it's a good interview, and I'll shoot you.
Thank you. I appreciate. Appreciate you for thinking of me.
Yeah. So I'll shoot you the link, and I'm glad I did just have you, because if I had everybody, I wouldn't have got as in-depth. So I think that's good, though, because I realize now that, because I always just think about the audience or, you know, sometimes the people listening, everybody doesn't have that background, and it shows that I really get the good feedback is when people really explain what they do.
Uh-huh.
Really love, you know, because they don't fully understand. Like I got people who come on to talk the difference between public relations, PR, and marketing. You know, so I get just different people in the industry. I had somebody come and talk about sponsorship, just the whole subject of sponsorship. What is sponsorship?
Mm-hmm.
And from, you know, all the different angles. So now I'm going to just focus on these different medias. So it was good. So.
I also have she's media, but... She's a research editor for Basic Magazine. She doesn't really do the advertising side, but
okay.
She does more of the writing about companies, peoples, and different, I guess, events or whatever.
Okay, but it's a way for, it's a good PR opportunity for businesses?
Yeah, that's if she was, if... Like, let's say they focus on maybe their business is adoption, and she writes a story on adoption. I mean, it has to be a topic that they were covering in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can.
But then also think you can talk to people about how to use these opportunities to, you know, develop relationship with research editors and find it.
And
different topics.
She also wrote a book too.
Okay.
So she's kind of multidimensional in that way.
I never thought that. Because then, if you know, like, different topics that be covered, and, you know, then that's what you want to focus on as far as, you know, advertising around it and even being, you know, being a resource for a research editor, you know, being a resource about information on topics. And, you know, help you to develop a relationship, because that's the one thing about PR, having a relationship with journalists and writers.
Yeah.
All righty. Well,
yep.
I'm going to shoot you this. You shoot me back her info, and I'm going to just go ahead and start in my shows.
Good. How are you?
It got hectic because I had somebody, I'm doing my best to get somebody to take over this other show. And the girl is just, I've been freaking out because I don't even know she's a yet.
Oh, really?
The show tomorrow. So that means now I got to run around today, find out who the guests are. I'm supposed to be promoting it. I'm trying to get out of here. And I'm like, oh, I just lost in trying to just get all this stuff together. So it's just, you know, sometimes when people are supposed to be doing certain things and then they drop the ball, then I have to run around and try to get it done.
I know how that is.
Yeah, so I just had kind of lost focus of the time for the moment. Angela Coleman said, oh, my gosh, because I had another artist on the other line, which is part of, again, me doing things that doing something that somebody else was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So, but I have people to take over, but now I got to get all of this information to them. And so now I got to get his contract back. Oh, my God. Like, all of these are. I'm like, I could kill you. Come on, you put me in a position. I had to write the agreements, create the agreements, send out the agreements. Now I got to mail back the agreements. And I got to get everything ready so somebody else can take over your job. All that information. I'm just sending him bits and bits of pieces every time I send it to him, thinking he's putting it all together. And I had to go back, find it all, pull it together, give it to these people. Oh, but it's good, though. I really got some people helping me, which is a co-host for the show. Now I got to call this girl out in California to see if she even invited anybody. So
yeah, it's always something, right? It's always something that keeps us going, keeps us motivated.
Oh, yep. So, and also, too, that I have an advertiser for you, Eddie.
Okay.
From one of my ad packages, but she's put it out on Black Business Face to everybody. Remember, that's the one that Eddie was talking about. Her name is Eddie.
Oh, okay.
So, definitely she may want a package with Swerve. So, you know.
She would want the company one then, right?
Yeah, she has the hair care product.
Okay, yeah. Well, as soon as I get done with that and get that in a PDF, then I'll get that over to you.
Yeah. So
this is your cell phone?
No, this is my office phone.
Okay, I'll put it in. I'll save it in my thing, though, because I don't have every International DJ Trade Association board member in my phone. I need to put everybody in my phone.
Yeah. But, no, this is the main number I'm on most of the time.
Now, is it Jacqueline Adams Taylor or Jacqueline Taylor Adams?
Taylor Adams.
Taylor Adams. Okay, I'm just making sure.
No, that's good. I'm glad you asked, because most people, they always say Adams Taylor. I said, how do they do that? I mean, some people I know do it because I wasn't always, Taylor is my father's name, and I always wasn't using that. So some people just know me as Jacqueline Adams. So when I started using Taylor Adams, I know why those people say Adams Taylor, because they used to me being Jacqueline Adams. But it surprised me when new people, you know, new people do it. That's just like,
you don't know me well enough.
Yeah, my church is called Society for Helping, and it's a unique ministry for the deaf and hearing. So when you know, everything's interpreted. So people, I've been going to this church for 30-something years, and every time people call it Society for Helping Hands. I guess they get so mesmerized by the interpreter.
Yeah.
No matter what, even though that word is not in there. So it's, you know, it just shows you the power of images and things. Just because people interpret with their hands, people automatically will say Society for Helping Hands. And that's never been mentioned or the name, but that's just what people see because they get mesmerized by the interpreter. But all right then, so I've got to get ready to go and go get this notebook so I can call Liana and find out who is on for tomorrow.
All right, well, have a good day. Rest of the day, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, and I'll send you a link to the show, and you can download the MP3 from there if you want to, you know, use it for anything.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. So,
thank you so much.
Yep, and I'll put the links back in. I'll talk to you soon, Missy. Yeah.
All right, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Hey, because you got a lot of good info. I'm like, I want to hang with you. And the fashion thing, too. I'm looking for some fashion designers to work with this tour. We're looking to showcase various different artists, and I wanted to showcase some fashion designers because what I'm really looking at And this is even particularly with my artists. But without artists, I even know some of the ones that we're bringing on definitely still need some development on their image. And so I just, and also I'm looking for some designers to deal with because with this reality TV thing that I'm writing. So,
okay. Well, you want Urban Lines or men's, women's? What are you?
I just want whatever. I mean, because, I mean, the artists are, you know, there are various different artists. So I just would like to look at, you know, some new designers and, you know, just look at wares and just, you know, and match up. I just would like to have, like, a collective of designers and I think this stuff is, you know, nice. And then it just matches up with the artist. Definitely, I like to find new designers, different, with, you know, with different wares and things to help define an artist's image. So when a designer has a special thing about them, a special look, a special way, you know, that, you know, they put their thing together. So it's not just necessarily the stylist, but, you know, this designer, you can just tell the, you know, it helps define that artist's look.
Well, I'll try to send over some information of different labels and or designers that I know in particular. I have some ones that are literally mom and pop and do the stuff out of their room, and then I have some that are upscale, you know, $150 t-shirt companies. So, I mean, I have all types.
Well, that's, that's what it works with, and then I'm going to get some dollars and all, too, because, like, I know, like, one woman, image consultant, she's good and all, but they kind of like to, they like to deal with, you know, sometimes just name brands or just go into the stores and all, but my mission is always to build what's called functional community, which means we have to recycle our dolls and create vertical paradigms. So all that I do, if we have our own designers and collective of things, and if they got to buy clothes, why can't the stylist shop with some of these new designers who's trying to be, you know, seen? And long you know, they have, if they got the quality clothing, somebody may have some jewelry, get a piece from here, whatever, but kind of develop your own collective and get everybody an opportunity, you know, to move their stuff forward and all. So I definitely want to do that with the reality series, but also working with
I'm gonna give you the guy's name and number, and I'm gonna have you call him when you get a chance. He has clothes, and his clothes are, to me, they're kind of so-so, but I haven't seen them in like a year and a half. They might have gotten better, but his jewelry is beautiful.
Okay.
So his name is LJ.
Mm-hmm.
And his number is 441.
Did you say 414?
Yeah, 414.
331.
331.
Mm-hmm.
330. 3330 is the last four. 3330.
Do you have his website?
You know what? I don't know what it is off the top of my head. I don't know if it's highstyles.com or highstyle jewelry or, but I think he spells it H-I and then style. See, maybe you can Google it.
Okay.
Is the name of his jewelry. But if not, just give him a call and say, you know, Missy B referred me to you from Swerve Radio. I wanted to get some information on your company. First and foremost, I want to look at the website, and then I can get back to you and let you know what I'm doing, if it's something that can tie into what we're working on.
Okay.
He's a great guy, real, real down to earth.
That's really good. Missy, you've really been a wealth of information.
No problem.
Yeah, this is, like, really cool. So, no, I'm going to definitely connect because I'm going to just go ahead and knock this off.
Another person you can Google, I don't know his website either. It might be chilio.com, but I don't know if you're familiar with Chilio.
No.
Chilly, Chilly-O.
Okay.
Chilio, and he started out as a t-shirt company and has grown, and he's been in Antenna Magazine and, you know, different overseas. He did something in London, and he's done different things, too. He's a really real good guy who's got kind of a unique you know, style and design to him.
Okay, that's real good. Well, this is sounding good. So I'm going to make sure this weekend, by this weekend, I just knock off certain things, you know. I just have to finish
yeah.
the treatment and get it off to these producers. But I do, you know, I am going to require creative control. So I want to be able to bring in, you know, certain aspects. And then also, too, still with, if we're going to be talking about people's image and all, especially with spoken word, you know, that industry doesn't have a defined image. So I definitely want to.
Speaking of spoken word, I also have an artist named Sin, but he makes his clothes custom out of his room. But his he has a clothing line called Street Poet, the name of his line, Street Poets, and he puts people's, like, verbiage from their poems or whatever the case might be on the clothes.
Oh, okay.
And then he does his own. Like, he'll put, like, a saying or something from a poem or something like that.
Yeah.
But all his t-shirts are custom, and he makes, like, hoodies and stuff like that. And he sells his stuff from $25, $40 to $150. So but he makes everything by hand, and it's real artwork, you know?
Oh, well, then that's cool because, I mean, I wanted to do that already for the Master Griot project. And one of the
yeah.
key things I didn't really want to develop a line. Like, we'll do a line just for the Griot project, but the artist, I wanted to attach with different designers and ask
mm-hmm.
them to carry a Griot line, you know, within their design. Because, you know, if we come up with the line, then we got to worry about distributing it and all. My
mm-hmm.
objective is to market the art form. So if I'm trying to market
okay.
art form, I'd rather just deal with somebody that already has an established. So I'm looking at Harlem Underground, and I've been definitely looking at different people. So this sounds real good because I already got the sayings and everything, but I've just been looking for people, you know, to either look at the – I really just want to incorporate it into people who have existing lines. So I'm also
yeah.
going to work with – we just interviewed him. I can't remember the name of the clothing. I know it's about purpose and uplift, and it's the red, black, and green. But I just can't remember the name of the line. I can see everything. But one of my poets, Queen from out of Atlanta, matter of fact, not Queen Sheba, but the other one, she got a piece called Garveyism. So I really want to get that marketed.
There's a line, there's a guy down, his name is Mike. I don't know, you have to Google him too. I don't know as much, I have to hop to the head. But he's got a jean company, a women's jean called Paw Print.
Mm-hmm.
That might be another one that you can, I know if you Google him, you'll find him. He should be around there. If not, your girl in Atlanta might know him.
Yeah, I think I heard a couple people think from Atlanta too with women's jeans. We're trying to work with somebody, but Edwina was saying she wasn't responsive. I asked Edwina about her. Now, the street poet, what did you say his name was? The street
his
poet?
Name is Sin, S-Y-N.
S-Y-N, okay, and he's out of Atlanta?
No, he's out here in New York.
Okay, cool.
Let me see, I know I have his number, hold on. His number is 347-933-1628.
Okay.
Yep. And he doesn't, he can email you pictures, but all he has is this MySpace. He don't do like web, he only does custom orders, and you guys could talk about it. Like if you gave him a logo, he could work it on a shirt, and or if you sent him t-shirts with your logo already on it, he would customize that t-shirt.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, yeah. Cool, because, yeah, I have a I got a wholesaler out here anyway, because my church, they get shirts done every year, and I used to just wonder why every year they would go through this big thing looking for somebody to do shirts. I'm like, y'all, for the 150 to 200 to 300 shirts every year, how do y'all have to go through this to a new person? He just would go through. So I showed him how to go to the business. I said, you know, we got a business-to-business phone book from Verizon. But
yeah.
Found a local wholesaler, cut out all that shipping. And, you know, because I got an artist to do the work, but the issue is, you know, getting the shirts, and so it would wind up costing so much. So sometimes I just, you know, I'll pay an artist to do the screen, and we just take the shirt, and, you know, I can get the shirts wholesale, so, you know, for like $5, we can get multicolored, 5% strong, 5X, and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I just deal with that, so... So that's cool. I can definitely look at doing him with that. So just like we'll look at a few pieces, like with him, I may just use for a certain poet, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Way, you know, he works well with, but then that becomes that person look wearing, you know, wearing the street poet works, and, you know, just add that to their image.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like his stuff. Finn is a real good guy, creative, and it ties into the, you know, whole poetry thing that he's doing and you're doing, so.
Yeah, that's worked well, but I have to figure out who I would really want to work with that.
All right, Jackie, well, let me go call my job and tell him I'm running a little bit late.
I know. I told Carl and said, I'd be there early. Oh, gosh. Between waking up and it's been hectic ever since. That's why I don't like to go in before I do my radio show. I can do it from there, but it's a boys' home. You never know what's happening.
Yeah, I hear that.
I just all out the way. All right, then. Have a good
All time. Right, Jackie, take care.
Peace.
Bye.